Determined, he knows that he should have had that match before. He didn't wrestle to his full capability, so he's looking for some revenge right here. So anybody down there in Ottumwa listening in, the Ottumwa Bulldogs, text into the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And Rudon Isaiah Cox at 641-799-1437.
And we are underway, 182 pounds. Get that solid white singlet.
Wrestlers here filling each other out here in the first 20 seconds.
Megan Black's going to join us. All-American Megan Black on the line here in a few minutes. But right now, Isaiah Cox of Ottumwa, 30 seconds in. No score here at 182 pounds.
Bartell works a collar tie there. Tries to shuck Isaiah Cox by. Isaiah runs on out of that one. On the edge of the mat working here. Bartell in on a single leg shot, but off the edge of the mat. Back to the center we go. Minute 15 to go in the first period.
I want to thank Tharp Funeral Home for bringing this broadcast. Albion Brewing Company, People State Bank, and Bluff Creek Archery in Albion. They'll not only set you up with the perfect equipment to go out and bow hunt, but also in their indoor shooting facility, let you test it out and fit you up perfectly.
Here we are back underway. Under a minute here in the first period. And both these wrestlers, Kevin, just still kind of just feeling each other out. Nobody really getting too offensively aggressive yet.
No, and you know, once you've wrestled somebody one time, you are maybe a little more tentative. You understand what they do, and you try to stay out of those situations.
Bartell in on a deep single leg shot here.
And Isaiah gets called for stalling, which...
Huh. That was a surprise on the stall call.
Martell's going to get the takedown. He's out in front of Isaiah Cox, 2-0, 30 seconds left to go here in the first period. Cox needs to work up to his base here. Bartell's got him broken down.
And he's got that arm back in there. He's got to try to break that arm out, get hand control, and come up and get out of there. 20 seconds remaining in the first period.
Isaiah been warned for stalling here already in the first period.
Which I believe I think he's only been warned twice all year, and it was against Bartell before, so... I don't like to see him back up. Oh, my goodness. He got warned for stalling right there. He gives
up a stall point to Bartell. Bartell now out in front, 3-0 at the end of the first period.
Two stall calls in the first period.
I'll just say this. I'm going to leave my comments to myself about that official, but I've seen that official plenty of times, so I'll maintain neutral and keep him right in here.
There you go. Good call. But, you know, it really isn't the pick on the official, just – rare to get two stall calls in the opening period.
That's a bad call.
Start second period. Bartell's going to start in the down position. Isaiah covers. On the whistle here, Bartell tries to stand up. Isaiah gets up on the shoulders. Got a corkscrew right applied. Got the leg hooked. And Bartell's still trying to work that stand up. Isaiah gets a little high here, and he just cuts him. Gives up the escape, 4-0 now. Bartell out in front of Isaiah Cox. A minute 30 to go in the second period. Wrestlers at the center of the mat.
Isaiah's going to have to move forward here and try to force a takedown against Bartell. He can't afford to be backing up anymore.
No, he needs to be applying the pressure here now. Trailing 4-0. Tries a little shuck by there. Bartell wipes that one away.
Bartell's doing a nice job staying low. Isaiah's got a nice little low single, comes in, tries to get a rush and hit that sweep. Bartell's kind of shut him down from that a little bit.
Off the edge of the mat. Well, Bartell's out in front here. He knows he's got a little lead here on Isaiah and a little cushion, and he's on the defense now, Kevin.
Yeah, I know Isaiah said something to the official there. I'm not sure if he said anything to him. I don't know if really what it was. I know Bartell's just doing a bunch of pushing.
Have they wrestled each other before, Kevin?
Yeah, so that's the one loss Isaiah had coming into this tournament was against Bartell. Bartell's the only one I've seen taking him down all year, and as he's got one takedown here today, and the two escapes gives him a 4-0 lead. Isaiah's got to find a way to get to a leg. Like I said, Bartell's doing a nice job defending and staying low to try to prevent that from Cox.
Really nothing going on right now down on the mat, folks.
Just
16-second mark of the second period.
A lot of pummeling, a lot of hand fighting, trying to gain control.
And with a deficit, Isaiah needs to bring the action. Needs to try to work a circle, get an angle, and take a shot on Bartell's.
Takes a wide shot here to end out the second period. And his arm's just a little wide, and Bartell was able to get the underhook in and ride him out there for the into the third period. We're going to go to the end of the second period. We're going to go to the third period. Isaiah Cox trailing 4-0 to Bartlett or Bartell, Isaac Bartell of Mason City.
Cox takes down to start the third period. He's set. Bartell covers. Bartell works a...
Right away breaks Isaiah down here.
Elbow chop on the left side. Breaks down Isaiah Cox. Cox with his head on the mat. Feet up. Now tilt being tried here by Bartell. Bartell working a tilt here. He's got Isaiah Cox in a tilt, but Cox rolls out of it before any back points can be awarded. Isaiah Cox trailing 4-0 at the 130 mark in this 182-pound consolation semifinal match.
Got the gang down at Fairfield. That's my store, Joe, down at Sinclair Tractor. I work out of the Fairfield store. They're wishing all the area wrestlers good luck today.
Yeah, there's a Sinclair Tractor in Ottumwa as well. Jack and the gang down there make it happen. And you talked about it yesterday when you're down the tunnel, Travis, but the special during tournament season is four-wheel drive tractors or just...
Everything's special, but I'm really if you call in to me but by the end of February and tell me that you heard me on the radio saying I give you a barn burner special on a four-wheel drive tractor, I'll make it happen.
Isaiah, give up another stall call for the second penalty point. He's got to find a way to come up and get out. I don't know what's going on. Like I said,
there's
totally
another stall call. That's
and
two
they
points this time.
They should have nailed him earlier because he never was doing any attempt to try to turn Isaiah, and then they nailed Isaiah. I might be a little biased, but
that stall was a warning against Bartell. Yeah, it was hard to tell which wrestler was stalling because there's really nothing going on down there. Very disappointing that there's not more action.
Bartell
right
was just sitting back on those hips, and we've seen that call get made a lot up here. You know, if that wrestler is just sitting back on the hips and not trying to get out to the side, not trying to advance his position, he's going to get called for the stall.
We're going to have Megan Black on at the conclusion of this match, and if Scotty Fry wants to dial her up, we'll be able to bring that action to you. And a great wrestling story from a great wrestling family and a great wrestling program. It's Megan Black there from the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket Squad.
Again, the officials saying something to both wrestlers here. I'm not really sure what it is. 28 seconds left.
Escape by Cox.
5-1.
Cox, he's got a five-point move in him here, and that would propel him to a win here at 182 pounds. But he's going to have to hit it quickly. There's only 15 seconds to go.
Yep, and it, I know, not a lot of urgency here out of Cox to try to make that five-point move happen. There's a shot. He gets in, gets the takedown, 5-3. And really, here's what, I mean, I realize Bartell could have given that up, but two penalty points.
Yeah, two penalty points was the difference in the match. 3-5, the final score. Isaiah Cox will go for the fifth place points for the Ottumwa Bulldogs.
Yeah, that you know, Isaiah showed some real good offense there to end out the third period, and just in the penalty points, you know, Isaiah could have got on his offense there a little earlier, but now that's going to end in the match there 5-3.
All right, we'll be joined momentarily, folks, by our great friend and wrestling cohort, Megan Black. An All-American for the – what school is she wrestling for, Kevin?
You know, I'd have to look up. It's like it's some uncommon college that
– she'll tell us.
That I'm – I can't remember.
Hey, guys, Aiden Reeves is going to be coming out here momentarily. I see the Albie cheerleaders coming over. I'm down here Matt's side, and we're going to get Aiden Reeves on mat number two here.
Aiden Reeves will be on mat too. We'll bring that to you live here, folks. Nick Pickerel coming out there. Going to take the mat. No break between the divisions here. We're going to go right into Class 2A. Consolation semifinal matches. So Aiden Reeves is going to try to get some points for the Blue Demons. They're going to try to climb higher than that. They probably can't get second, but there's a couple of teams, Coach Cochran, that could catch them on third place.
We're going to talk about that. I've got I've done quite the analysis here this morning, and the teams that are, let me find it here. What
Reeves in on a single leg here quickly, gets spin behind and control, and Aiden Reeves with a two-point takedown immediately cuts his opponent. back to the feet now. 2-1 the score. Aiden Reeves for Albie on top. Hey, folks, great match here being brought to you by the fine folks at Boyle & Henderson PC and Sheraton Valley Electric Co-op. Aiden Reeves with a duck under, snap down, but they're off the mat.
He's going to get the two.
But they give him the two, so it's 4-1 now for Aiden Reeves, and he's just going to cut him. That makes it 4-2.
He's going against Cole Hansen of Atlantic, a sophomore, 48-7 on the season. And a nice duck under by Reeves. Didn't get the takedown, but man, was in deep. Stays in on a shot. Needs to elevate it and lift. He's got his head through. He should be able to come out the back. Now Hansen comes up.
Oh, Hansen gets a nifty little takedown and ties this thing up. Aiden Reeves gives up the takedown. 4-4 here. There's only 50 seconds gone in this match, and we've already had 8 points scored.
Reeves was in great position there to get the takedown. It just looked like he let his guard down for a second, and Hansen came up on the body and got the takedown.
Cole Hansen from Atlantic, a talented sophomore, 48 wins on his 106-pound season. He's out there against Aiden Reeves from Albia, 35-2. We're locked up at 4-4. Reeves off the mat. They reset it. Reeves on the bottom. He gets set. Hansen covers. Whistle is a stand-up for Aiden Reeves. Reeves trying to get hand control. I like that right there. He gets separation and one-point escape. Ankle pick there by Hansen. Snap down by Reeves. Reeves with a front headlock tries to spin behind on the left side. He's got that front headlock locked up. Still 5-4. Aiden Reeves on top. Now the wrestlers get up in a neutral position on their feet with 30 seconds to go in the first period. A 5-4 lead for Albia's Aiden Reeves. 106-pound consolation semifinal match up here on 96.7 KIIC. Live wrestling action here as a snap down by Reeves. Tries to spin behind. Gets control. He's got to take him back to the mat, though. They're on their feet. Reeves is behind and on the hips. Takes him back to the mat, and there's the two-point takedown. A very good, patient takedown for Aiden Reeves.
Yeah, he just held on there and waited for the right time to elevate him and take him down to the mat. Now Reeves has got him in a tilt here right on the edge of the mat, and time's going to expire. 7-4, your score. Aiden Reeves out in front of his opponent, Cole Hansen of Atlantic.
Normally that's a score.
Hey, guys, just really like the way that Aiden's finished that period there. He's really a strong finisher at the end of the period, and now he sets himself up to be in control here.
A lot of action there in that first period. Normally a 7-4 score is what you'd see at the end of the third period. But it's only the end of the first, and we're here into the second period, and Reeves is riding Hansen.
He's got a T-bar locked up here, but it's a stand-up by Hansen, and Reeves, it looks like he's going to elevate him here, trip him, try to take him to his back, and there it is. Reeves with the tilt in now, a little bit out of position.
Though
he's going to have
a little too far.
Good job there by Aiden Reeves, maintaining control here in the second period. Still 7-4, Reeves on top for the Albia Blue Demons.
A little too much momentum there. He took him and... As he took him down, the momentum, he just rolled right through it.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be able to work that tilt as he got back to the mat. But a good job there by Hansen. Give him some credit, too. He's out there competing real hard for the Atlantic squad.
Hey, we got Keegan Poole on mat number 7, Appella, also going against, I believe, it was the number 1 ranked Daniel Ramirez of Southeast Polk. And Poole finds himself trailing here as the second period comes to a close by a score to 3-0.
That's your very own Pella Dutchman, Keegan Poole, heavyweight for Pella. Right now, Aiden Reeves with a minute to go on a restart, covers his Atlantic opponent, Hansen. Cole Hansen from Atlantic is in the bottom position. Aiden Reeves for Albia leads by the score 7-4. We have not had any scoring in the second period. All the scoring came in the first period. It was a triple takedown performance by Aiden Reeves along with an escape. A couple of escapes and
Reeves got the double chicken wing locked up here.
Good job there by Hansen posting that left leg. And Reeves is going to have to really work it hard if he's going to get it. He's going to get back points. Aiden Reeves has got him stacked up. Cole Hansen is stacked up by Aiden Reeves with 28 seconds to go. A very patient Aiden Reeves. He's got the double chicken wing locked up. Reeves has Hansen in trouble. Hansen trying to bridge off his back. Reeves steps over, gets his hips underneath of him, and he's got Cole Hansen from Atlantic stretched out in a big three-point near-fall move with 12 seconds to go. Nothing on the mat for Hansen except for his feet and his head. He bridged his way off of it and gives up the three-point near fall to Aiden Reeves. Big move there. A 10-4 lead now for Aiden Reeves going to the third period.
Yeah, absolutely. He only needs two more points to expand his lead to a major decision, which would be one bonus point for the Albia Blue Demons.
Jason Downer on the mat side. How close was that, Jason?
There was no daylight between the shoulders, all I got to say.
It looked like he must have been bridging off of off of his head just a little bit that we couldn't see up here in the broadcast booth because, boy, it looked tight to me.
Reeves going to start the third period here in the down position. Hanson covers. Reeves on a stand-up trying to get hand control, and he gets the escape. 11-4 now, minute 45 to go in the third period. Aiden Reeves out in front.
How about a big five-point move here for the Albion Blue Demons, folks? Maybe a center funeral home pin for Aiden Reeves here at 106 pounds in the Constellation Semifinals. Great match being brought
Reeves
to you
in
by
on a nice shot there.
Oh, he's got exactly. It's going to be a chance for back points, but nope. Good job there by Hanson getting off of his back. Got to thank the Monroe County Hospital and S&S Construction and TNT Spray Foam in Albia for this great broadcast opportunity. We're going to have Megan Black at the conclusion of this match. We'll get her on the air as we wait for Blake Lawless to come out here in Class 2A. Right now, it's Aiden Reeves at 106 pounds. He enjoys a 9-point advantage right now. It's 13-4 with exactly 1 minute remaining in the match. Reeves is covering Cole Hanson from Atlantic. He's got a chicken wing in on the right side, tries to bar the arm on the left. He's still back on the hips, gets the arm barred, tries to roll him up. Hanson posts the left leg with the chicken wing being put in on the right. And Reeves is going to have to give that pinning combination up. And a stand-up by Hanson. And looks like Reeves is going to try to take him back to the mat or maybe take him off the mat, and that's what they do. With 35 seconds to go, it's still a 9-point advantage, so Reeves needs to be careful to not give up a reversal. An escape won't hurt him right here. Still would get the major decision with an escape. But he's going to cover his opponent, Cole Hanson from Atlantic, with 35 seconds to go. A whistle and a stand-up by Hanson. And Reeves trips him back on the mat and works a tilt. Reeves trying to work a tilt. He's got the T-bar locked up. Can't quite get that tilt to work, but 10 seconds off the clock trying to do it. Now Hanson back to his base. Reeves still has the T-bar locked up, and with 15 seconds to go, he's got a stall call to give before a point is awarded. So Aiden Reeves in control of this match. Final 10 seconds. Looks like Aiden Reeves is going to advance with a 9-point win for the Albia Blue Demons. And there it is. 3-2-1. A sit-out by Hanson is too little, too late. Aiden Reeves with a major decision, 13-4. Way to go, Blue Demons.
Keegan Poole's going to go down by decision to Daniel Ramirez over here on mat number 7. 3-0, Ramirez from Southeast Polk over Keegan Poole, Pella.
All right, hey, let's see if we can get Megan Black mic'd up here. And Megan, were you able to make it through the digital wonderland and join us here at Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats in high fidelity here?
I'm here.
All right, well, you sound great, Megan, loud and clear. Tell us what's been going on, catch us up, where you're going to school, and tell us about your big tournament experience. We all know, we've been talking about, she earned All-America honors as a national runner-up.
Well, thank you. I was at King University in Bristol, Tennessee, but decided to transfer a little closer to home and go to McKendree University, and that's in St. Louis, or just outside of St. Louis, actually, in Illinois. And we just competed at the national tournament last weekend and was able to wrestle in the finals. Didn't quite reach my goals of being a national champion, but hey, gives me more to work on for next year.
Well, that is a very exciting accomplishment, though, to be the national runner-up. And while you're down there in St. Louis, I know there's a lot to do down there. What do you do to stay focused on your wrestling and school? Have they got really good library and a really good gym?
Yeah, really good wrestling facility over there. It's a brand new wrestling room, so that's kind of fun to get worked in. And our coach, he keeps us pretty busy with workouts and lifts, and so it's not too hard to stay focused on wrestling. And I try to write down my goals every day just so they don't get old. And that kind of helps to keep me focused on what I'm doing as well.
That's something that I've noticed, Megan. Successful people make lists. And
yes.
Coach Kevin Cochran joins us here. And I've seen him making lists up here at Wells Fargo. It is a habit of successful people, so I'm glad that you're doing that. And
Yeah, I try to make lists, and I think it helps to keep me focused and stay driven toward my goals.
Hey, what would you like to say to your friends and family that are listening in on 96.7? I'm sure you've been able to stay caught up via the internet and our radio broadcast of your EBF teammates. You know, they got a good squad, and they're a perennial good program.
It has been great to be able to listen online. And I just want to tell you guys, you do such a great job. listening, it's like you're really there. You know, you can hear the noise in the background, but you can really visualize the matches as well. You guys do a great job, so thank you. As someone that doesn't live around here anymore, it's nice to be able to listen.
Well, we appreciate you saying that. And, hey, hearkening back to your tournament experience in the Nationals, where did they have that tournament, and what was the most memorable moment that you have besides walking out there for the championship?
You mean wrestling internationally, did you say?
No, your national tournament. Where did they have that tournament?
The national tournament was in Oklahoma City, and I think just having my – I was lucky enough to have my family there. They came down to support me, and to be able to just see them, and Tucker was able to talk to me a little bit before my match and stuff, and that really brought me back to just the state tournament in high school and kind of feeling like a one unit again. So it was nice to be able to have those guys there for that support. So.
Hey, Megan, it's Coach Cochran here.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, I'm just curious a little bit. Maybe you tell the people, how has it changed for you? You know, everybody here, first of all, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you. I know everybody in Southern Iowa is proud, and I'll put my list right behind your mom and dad and your grandparents and your family. But I'd put me right up there on a pedestal as being just as happy and proud of you as anybody. But how does it change from wrestling in the Iowa High School Athletic Association state tournament against boys, and then now you've transitioned to where now you only wrestle girls? And I'm just curious how that's changed for you, and maybe how has the Iowa High School helped prepare you for that level of competition?
Well, it's definitely helped prepare me. I want to say that wrestling in the Iowa State tournament so far in my life, there's not been a feeling like it. You know, just being down on those mats with so many people and so many teammates, and it's just that atmosphere. It's like nothing I've been at. And being on a girls' team has been great. I think it's more like a boys' team than you would think, in the way that everyone's still going for the same goals, you know? We're still out there wrestling and trying the best we can. I think that the state tournament and I guess just everything that goes along with it helped me get ready for national tournaments, because of you feel that pressure, and it's good. That adrenaline, it's a nice feeling.
You wrestled 130 pounds, is that right?
No, I wrestled 123. Are you there?
I know you're on a good conversation with Megan Black.
Hey, one final question for you, Megan, and everybody's going to want to know, what's next for Megan Black?
Well, I'm hoping the Olympics. I have the Olympic trials coming up in April, and hoping to make it on the Olympic team. And if not this year, then I can guarantee it will be in 2020.
You know that there are a pile of folks that are rooting for you, all of our listeners on 96.7. It's been a great treat to have Megan Black on the radio with us today. And, Megan, you're a great gal, and we really appreciate you giving your time here on Saturday morning at Wells Fargo Arena. And good luck at school, and good luck at wrestling.
Well, I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Megan.
Hey, what a great job out of you guys. Megan Black, what a story that is. And to have her on, thanks so much to Megan Black. I'm down here in the tunnel with Aiden Reese. I know right now Blake Law is getting ready to take the mat, but we got the victorious Aiden Reese, who is going to come out here a little bit later on and fight for a third-place finish. Aiden, a great contest out there by you, and you got those bonus points to help the team out in their pursuit for a top-three finish.
Yeah, I'm still hurting a little bit from last night, but you know, there's only one way to respond to it and come out and win these next two matches. You know, not only for myself, but for the team. So that's what I plan to do.
Well, you looked like you were light of foot out there and really went after him, and you brought the pressure to him.
Yeah, just like I said, I'm still a little hurting from last night, so I'm taking out some of that anger today, I guess. And, you know, there's really no pressure left on me anymore. So, I mean, the ultimate goal is out, so you just got to go out and have fun now and have fun with it.
Well, you are a champion through and through, Aiden Reeves, and we're proud of you, and you've got a bright future ahead of you, and go finish strong.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Outstanding freshman Aiden Reeves, and I know Blake Lawless has had it out to the mats.
Blake Lawless is on the mat. He's got Jennings from Osage as his 152-pound consolation semifinal opponent. The wrestlers are on their feet, and we're underway in the first period. Lawless now in on a single leg on the right leg of Jennings. Lawless is in deep on a single leg. He works it up, gets around, and nice job there by Jennings with the sprawl, but a snap down by Lawless. He can't quite get around and get that takedown, and he gets loose.
Lawless now in on a single leg shot here, and he's deep in on it, tries to switch it off to a double, still 0-0 the score, and he's still got that opponent. His opponent sprawls out of it.
We're at first period action. There's about 20 seconds left in it now, and Jennings with a collar tie on Blake Lawless at 152 pounds. You hear him counting down the clock, and there it is. Out of time, no score in first period for Blake Lawless.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you can see Blake, but he is his eye is really swollen and bruised, and he looks like he has been through some kind of a fight. He is bandaged up. He looks really rough.
Blake is going to cover his opponent Jennings to start the second period, and it's a whistle violation on Blake. Coach Pickrell sees him cover on the right side. He chops the right elbow of Jennings. Jennings gets a stand-up, though. Now Jennings with stand-up. Lawless up on the shoulders. He's going to just cut him. There it is. Shot in there by Lawless now. It's a 1-0 contest. Jennings with the escape. Lawless is in on double leg. Elevates.
Probably going to end up in a stalemate. Jennings done a nice job of blocking that arm of Lawless to prevent him from coming up.
And there it is, the stalemate.
Jennings from Osage, probably looking over. That's his dad sitting there in the corner, Coach Jennings. When we talked there earlier to Coach Winger, he thought this was going to be a Donnybrook of a match between Jennings and Lawless.
And Lawless does look tough down there. He's got that bandage on his head. Eye swelled shut there, where he had 9 stitches put in yesterday afternoon between his quarterfinal and semifinal matches. He trails now 1-0. He gave up an escape here to start the second period. That's been the only scoring here in this 152-pound match. And you know it's going to be a barn burner, folks. This Jennings kid is really good. He's got 44 wins on his Osage season. But Lawless is in on a single leg. He's in there pretty deep now, folks. He tries to elevate and get a trip. He does, gets the trip, brings him back to the mat. Still doesn't quite have control as a whizzer is being applied by Jennings. Jennings with a whizzer, but Lawless still has the leg. Now Lawless, if he can get his arm clear of that whizzer, it'll be a 2-point takedown for Lawless. And Lawless gets his hips over, still doesn't have that takedown, though. And
if Jennings comes behind that arm, that's going to be two takedown. There it is.
And that's two, and that's for Jennings.
Yeah, that's a tough call. That's a tough call right there. I can't see from here. If he's behind both arms, then yes, it's worth two. But if that other arm is not behind,
I don't
that's
think
tough.
Mike knows that he gave up a takedown there.
I don't think he does either.
But he's got
Jennings.
Jennings is getting injury time right now on his left knee. Blake never gave up that leg. He never gave up that leg, and I don't think he knows that he gave up the takedown.
I think he was thinking it was going to be a stalemate. The 2 points was awarded to Jennings. Like I said, I couldn't see if he covered the right arm or not. If he did, I would have given the two. If he did not, it should not have been a 2-point takedown. But it's something that we couldn't see from up here. By the predicament rankings, though, here, the final rankings, Jennings is number 3 and Lawless is number 4. So we knew we were going to be in for a battle here as Jennings leads right now by a score of 3-0 with 22 seconds left here in the second period.
Blake Lawless trying to advance to the third place medal match here. He's got 2 minutes in the third period and 22 seconds left here in the third period. We are experiencing an injury timeout for Brock Jennings from Osage. Jennings has been favoring that left knee here. He will be covering Blake Lawless as we restart. And we're going to get back to action. Lawless gets set. Jennings covers. The whistle violation on that one was on Blake.
Lawless.
So that's the second whistle violation on Blake. The next one, it'll be a point for Jennings. And long pause in the action there. You can see why Blake would be ready to jump the gun. There's a stand-up by Lawless. Down on the ankles by Jennings. Now Jennings with the ankle, lifts and elevates. Lawless spins, turns, and as they go off the mat, gets loose, but off the mat, no score for Lawless. He needs to get out and get a point here to narrow this to a two-point gap as we go to the third. 3-0 the score. Jennings on top of Lawless at 152 pounds. There's the stand-up by Lawless. He turns and faces, hits a stand-up switch. He's going to try to get around and get a two-point reversal. A hip over there by Jennings, and Jennings gets the hip over, and Lawless is going to run out of time before he can get loose here in the second period. 3-0 going to the third.
Lawless had done a nice job, hit a switch there with 10 seconds left to go, and Jennings just held on to that leg, stalled out to the end of the period.
Lawless will start the third period in the down position. Let's see if he can bust out of there, get an escape and a takedown and tie this thing up. There's that sit-out switch again. And Jennings just hangs onto the arm, hangs onto the leg. Jennings hanging onto the leg like it's a single-leg shot, and he's able to maintain control of Lawless and eat up clock here, clock that Lawless desperately needs. Now Lawless has to give up that switch. Jennings breaks him down with a deep waist now. Lawless with his head on the mat. Gets his knees underneath of him, though. Puts his shoulders up. Jennings gets off the hips and runs out on a half Nelson, trying to turn over Blake Lawless. Lawless wipes that away. Gets a stand-up. Lawless with the stand-up. Jennings still out on the shoulders, though. Lawless with the three-point stance, and Jennings drops down to a leg, elevates. Going to try to trip and get him back to the mat, and he does as they go off the mat with a minute, 13 seconds to go. And this Jennings is a tough rider.
He is. I mean, Osage has got a great tradition of a program up there. We've seen this Jennings. I believe he is just a junior. He's been up here all 3 years. And like I said, his dad's sitting there in the corner coaching him on. And Lawless has got to find a way here in the last minute.
He hits a switch off the whistle on a restart. And Jennings tries to chin him back. And Jennings chins him back. Lawless gets back to his stomach. Jennings got him broken down now with a minute to go. Lawless does not have an answer for Jennings here at 152 pounds. We are in the third period, 55 seconds remain, and Blake Lawless needs to bust out of here. He's first got to get to his base. He's broken down, but he gets his knees under him now. Shoulders and face still on the mat. Blake Lawless battling hard, a wounded warrior for sure. Got the bandage and the stitches, and he looks tough, but he's getting a tough ride from Brock Jennings from Osage. Jennings from Osage works a corkscrew ride now, and he's off the hips, so he probably won't get one for stalling. He's just a little bit high, though, but he's got that corkscrew ride in through the legs of Blake Lawless. Lawless with 22 seconds to go needs to move now. He's going to try a stand-up. There's a Ramby roll by Lawless, and Lawless tries to hip over, but a good job by Jennings staying on, and Jennings is going to ride him out. This was a heck of a ride for Jennings.
It was. It really was. I know how tough Lawless is from the bottom on getting to his feet, and Jennings done a nice job countering everything Lawless tried to do there. So Lawless is going to be wrestling for fifth and sixth place. Nothing to be discouraged about fifth or sixth place, though, at the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament.
Absolutely not. A great senior campaign for Blake Lawless will continue when we bring you the medal matches this afternoon live from Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, want to thank the fine folks at Community First Credit Union, along with our sheriff, Dan, and his wife, Pat Johnson, for helping bring us these live wrestling broadcasts here on 96.7. Hey, folks, if you're used to tuning in on Saturday mornings and getting that classic country sound on the big Thunder Country footprint that is 96.7, we are here in Wells Fargo, and I'm getting an echo.
Yeah, Scotty, we're going to send it back here for a timeout and fix the echo.
Meet the most compatible subcompact tractors on the market, the John Deere One Family. With up to 25 available horsepower, AutoConnect drive-over mower deck, iMatch quick hitch system, and the twin-touch pedal system, not to mention hundreds of implement and attachment options. Even the hardest chore on your list doesn't stand a chance. Enjoy huge savings on John Deere's most popular models at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com, where nothing runs like a deer.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Days sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances.